men are now at a point to where they're walking away and they don't mind being alone. Y'all have messed it up. Women, a lot of us have messed it up. And like I said, even surprisingly to me, like, I was noticing and seeing so many men, like, I desire family. I desire commitment. I desire marriage. I desire to have a woman. I want to provide for a woman, take care of a family. Like, men have been wanting that. But now you're starting to see more and more men become more and more comfortable with the idea of not having any of that, because men are valuing and desiring their peace over everything else.
I just hope more women understand why most men pick pizza and video games with the boys on the weekends instead of chasing an ungrateful woman.
Making these good men not want to be good men.
I don't need no man. I can do it all by myself. Can you? Can you?
I mean, I know physically I can take care of myself. I've been on my own since I was 17. Do I want to take care of myself all the time? No. Do I want to be independent all the time? No, I don't. Do I want to take care of somebody? Yes, I do. Do I want to make sure dinner is cooked and laundry is done and contributing to the household and taking care of the kids? Yes. Yes, I do. And then we got all you waffles out here ruining good men. They don't want to be good men because of feminists.
Women confuse strong and independent with combative and insufferable, and that's the problem. A moment of silence for all the fallen brothers who are stuck with leftover harpies.
I don't like finding out that a guy that doesn't like me anymore, that he's like over me. What is that supposed to mean? What do you mean you're over me? Like you've moved on. That's not how this works. That's not how this works, okay? I was supposed to go my whole life knowing in the back of my mind that you still liked me, okay? I was supposed to think that every time I saw you, your heart did a little pitter-patter, okay? Now you've moved on? What does that mean? That's not possible. I don't understand.
This clip kind of exemplifies how a lot of these women think that men are kind of here to serve women and that they couldn't possibly be there to serve themselves and be an independent entity that is not here simply to complement the experience of women.
Women spend years calling men corny, lame, boring, incel, etc. and will give off this attitude of settling. Like you're beneath what she deserves, but is willing to let you provide whatever she wants. Once you disrespect me, if I'm your last chance, you're dying alone.
I am a single divorced mom. I have been divorced now for 4 years, going on 5 years. So I have been doing this whole thing by myself, literally doing everything, right, for me and my daughter for the past 5 years. And I will say that although I am very happy with my life, I pray for a soft life, a life where the financial weight and the financial burden doesn't fall on me. Actually, I don't want a financial burden in our household, period, but I really do not want to carry the weight in that capacity at all. I want to be able to live a life of leisure, a soft life, a slow life. Like, I am so tired. And although I do feel like I carry it well, like, yes, you probably can't even tell that I'm tired because I do feel like I carry it well. That's not a good thing in itself. Like, it shouldn't be a badge of honor for me having to go through all these different struggles to be, you know, great, right? Like, I look forward to the day where I marry someone that kind of relieves me of the stress of like day-to-day life. To be honest, I feel softer. I feel more feminine.
She seemed to be more interested in finding a man so she could have an easy life rather than finding someone to make a life with.
I keep getting comments in DMs asking me if I'm single, dating, other variations of that. And I thought this new year would be a great opportunity to explain how I'm feeling about dating right now in more detail. Let's say I pull out a jar and I go, guess what? There are 10 M&Ms in this jar. And you go, Laura, that's amazing. I love M&Ms more than anything else in the world. And you're like, yep, get in here and pick out your M&M so you can be happy for the rest of your life. And then so you stick your hand in there and all of a sudden you're in horrible pain and you go, hey, what the? And I go, oh my God, I forgot to mention, also in the jar, it's filled with maggots and needles and acid. But keep sticking your hand in there. It's worth it to find the M&M. So you keep sticking your hand in there, but the maggots bite you or whatever maggots do and the needles stab you and the acid burns you. So you tell me, hey, this isn't fun for me at all. So I say, well, I think you're just really bad at picking out M&Ms and it kind of seems like you like getting bitten and stabbed and burned. But you need to get back in there because there are millions of other hands looking for those M&Ms. Here's some advice from people who found M&Ms before, years ago, even though it sounds like they're not M&Ms at all. And so you keep trying, but you realize that every single time you stick your hand in here, you're just getting hurt. And every time you pull your hand out, it's getting more and more disfigured, and you're starting not to recognize yourself. And there was this one time you thought you found an M&M, but it was a maggot pretending to be an M&M for some time. Do this anymore, it doesn't seem worth it for the M&M. And I go, no, you don't understand. You won't be happy and fulfilled until you have an M&M. Also, you're going about it all wrong. You need to try setting good boundaries. But then you realize boundaries are just sticking your hand in the jar and just pulling it out faster than normal so you're not as disfigured and hurt. So then I go, hey, have you tried only picking the ones that give you money and then be mean to them so that they give you more money? And you go, I've been bitten by the maggots and stabbed by the needles and burned by the acid so much to know there is no financial compensation that makes it worth it. Also, I can't even find a normal M&M. How am I gonna find an M&M with money? So then I call you a pick me that deserves to get hurt because you won't evolve your M&M picking strategy with the times. Hey, doesn't that make you want to punch me in the face really, really hard? Did I mention that?
I'm really confused. Am I being dumb? I'm really confused.
All the while, the maggots and needles and acid are screaming at you that you're too stuck up and you need to lower their standards and be their surrogate mommy or else you're gonna die alone. But don't worry, they want you to stick your hand back in the jar because they're not gonna bite and burn and stab you like that those other ones did. Here's what I'm gonna be doing. I'm closing the jar. I'm gonna throw the jar in the ocean. And I'm gonna work on fixing my hand. Am I ever gonna stick my hand in the jar again? I really don't want to right now, but maybe that will change with time. But I think right now I'm tired of being told that I'm not good at picking M&Ms and that my standards are too high just because I want to be with someone who is kind to me and treats me like a human being. My orthodontist once told me that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. It is starting to feel like insanity to keep drinking from the Kool-Aid that keeps poisoning me. So I'm not anymore.
This was the most pointless rant I've ever heard. What a terrible day to have ears. One thing is sure, though, there is a jar full of M&Ms placed on her friend zone shelf.
I'm probably gonna get shit for this video, but honestly, I don't care. I'm gonna make it anyway. I wanna talk about guys that reject hot chicks and then slum. Meaning you dated a hot girl and then decided that hot girl was not for you and are now dating a girl that is not nearly as hot. Obviously, there can be a lot of factors as to why you reject a hot girl. This is just a very broad generalization, but I'm gonna say it. I think the main reason that men reject hot women is because they don't wanna have to work that hard. I mean, I think it's no secret that hot chicks tend to have higher expectations and higher standards than maybe less attractive women. I know how that sounds, it sounds really bad, but I think it's just because, again, hot chicks are just used to being treated a certain way. So I do think oftentimes when attractive men meet attractive women, they're almost like, crap, I'm actually gonna have to put in a lot of work here. Whereas girls that are less attractive just don't require that much work. To be clear, I think that you guys should be putting in work for whoever you are dating, no matter what they look like. But I think that girls that are less attractive, I mean, they're gonna be more likely to just accept you for how you are. They're gonna appreciate you more. They're going to demand less. They're gonna make you feel better about yourself. Again, obviously, I'm sure that it's like you could break up with a hot chick because she's just an asshole. But if that were really the case, then why wouldn't you date another hot girl afterwards? And yes, I understand that obviously other things than looks are more important and you could have matured and realized like, hey, I actually want to date somebody that I have shit in common with and makes me laugh and that's smart and cool and not just hot. But there are hot girls that have good personalities and that are smart and cool and you have things in common with too. They're just higher maintenance. I get it, you're gonna call me shallow and all of that, but I'm just calling it like I see it. Am I crazy? Let me know in the comments below. Follow me for more tips.
I was a feminist when feminism was about equality about leveling the playing field, giving women an opportunity to find their rightful place, particularly in the public world, which was tremendously important and exciting when we achieved that. But what feminism today, to me, is all about advantaging women at the expense of men. And it's become very much caught up in a demonization of males, presenting them always at a disadvantage. And I don't want to have any part of that. I was writing recently about boys' education, which is something I've written about for many decades. And I came across an article I wrote 40 years ago, where we just started to notice how badly boys were doing vis-a-vis girls. I mean, we'd had 10 years of programs trying to help girls do better in the schools, which was fantastic. And a lot of girls who had been held back by traditional assumptions about, you know, girls not speaking up and girls not doing well in maths were now beginning to shine, which was a fantastic thing. But what was becoming very obvious is there were also a lot of boys falling behind and not achieving their potential. We have really very much feminist ideology infiltrating all our education systems, systematic programs to continue to advantage girls, and no one taking any notice of the fact that boys are falling out in huge numbers.
Sorry. Anytime we hear a woman saying, "I don't want to be strong and independent anymore," all we hear is, "This isn't the hill I want to die on anymore."
A guy and say you want up tonight.
Oh, I got a good one.
Can we hang out whenever you get back?
Now you want to hang out?
No, I do, yeah.
No, absolutely not.
No. I'm going to go with someone else.
Go.
That's
go?
The guy that has had a crush on me since 7th grade.
That's a W. Brown.
That's wild, bro.
He's been in the friend zone for 7 years.
Excuse me, sir. I have a question.
Okay.
Do you want to go on a date and get naughty together?
No, I'm good.
You don't want to? Not at all?
Nope, sorry.
Okay. Do you want to go on a date and get naughty?
No, I'll pass.
Okay. I'm sorry. This is awkward because you rejected me.
You'll find someone else.
Okay. Thank you.
Rejected.
Oh, man. Rejected. Easily. And then she calls him awkward.
You called those nice men the backup plan, but they're not. Those men are the retirement plan. And being allowed to watch their women liquidate all the value they had has been warning enough not to go handing over their value. I've heard many women complain that there were no good men over the years. My usual thought is that maybe they can't find one because they're not good women.
As a professional matchmaker, I see so many great women get declined by men for really silly reasons. So, men, what are the main reasons why you would decline meeting a woman? Post your reasons in the comments attached, and I want to see if my theories are correct behind this.
Door for me?
Yeah, I was literally just about to.
As you should.
Shut that door. Shut that door.
I think I left him on the seat. One sec. I just gotta move before you. I don't want you to sit on it.
Okay.
Please drive off, please drive off, please drive off.
What age did you wake up and realize that you no longer wanted to be a strong
woman? She pretty much talks about like coming to the realization that she no longer wants to be a strong, independent Black woman. I would have to say that it's just now hitting me. I just turned 33, and I will say, I think it's this year that it's really hit me that I do not want the title of a strong, independent Black woman.
Man, you guys really gotta grow a spine and stop letting women walk all over you. If you don't want to be treated like a doormat, don't act like one. And that's it for today on Sigma Traits. Make sure you hit that like button, smash that subscribe button, and don't forget to ring that notification bell. Support this channel through membership. You can also support through PayPal link in the description. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. See you all tomorrow.